I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 200,000 Iraqis are on the move, trying to stay ahead of the Islamic State's violence. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says some of these were Iraqi Christians who've been bounced back and forth since 2009. They need help.
Everything that we're doing is in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything we're doing is giving that cup of cold water, giving that piece of bread to help sustain life.
One last thought in the What Can I Do department.
Don't get weary in well-doing. Please continue to pray. Please continue to support organizations like VGR that are trying to help those who are isolated and can't help themselves.
Next, you know, being a Christian doesn't make you invincible. It should mean you're depending on the only one who is. Something we all forget, and for global advance, something necessary to remind other Christians of around the world. For instance, take those suffering in the Middle East. David Shipley of Global Advance.
As we know, there's enormous attack against Christians in many pockets of the Middle East, but it's also spreading. And so this month in August, we are involved in 4 training events in 3 different nations.
At our website, you can find out how you can support these training events. And children in the Middle East and North Africa need your prayers. Kids Live International says those trapped in war zones are fearful and helpless. They often face starvation as conflict prevents food deliveries. At our website, Kids Live lists specific ways to pray for children who are trapped in 5 of the region's trouble spots. You can also support Kids Live as they share Christ's love in the midst of crisis. Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson, Stories of Comfort, Courage, and the Cause of Christ. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.